Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. Time for a very rocket ball edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass under your friends and which games to simply dodge and get out of the way. I am Corey. I am joined by the curveball man himself, hitting that jump side dash throw, Basher.
I prefer a lob throw more than anything. The curve you see a mile away is all about the lob over the top.
The lob will get you from time to time. And it's always infuriating because you see the lob and you think it might be a lob, but you still pull the trigger anyway. And you screw it up and then you feel stupid because you got hit by a slow ball, basically. It's infuriating. It is infuriating, but in a good way. We're going to be talking about Knockout City. We're a little late on this one. And again, it wasn't Basher. It was me.
I mean, for the third time ever, counting it up, guys.
I know it's all my fault. It's all my fault. But before that, if you're listening to this right now, I want you to pull out your phone. Not you, Basher. I want you to pull out your phone. Type in this number into your text messages: 574-651-9256. Send us a message right now. But what you think about Knockout City, or give us a call and let us know what you think about Knockout City. I want to know. I'll wait.
Hmm?
150 characters or less. I'll wait. Don't worry.
A lot of text messages coming in right now?
No, but I'm giving them time because our information is just so engaging that you can't take your focus away. So I'm giving them a little time to be able to type that message in.
Are you sure I'm fairly distracted during every recording?
You're not supposed to tell him that.
Oh, I apologize.
Jeez.
Hey, buddy, what's up? That's Buddy the Cat, by the way.
Buddy the Cat. All right, let's talk about this game. Here are the details. This is the game from I don't know how to pronounce this. It's V-E-L-A-N, so Velan Studios, which you probably don't know because this is kind of their first game. But this studio was founded by the founders of Vicarious Visions. So if you are a person that pays attention to game development since like the 90s, Vicarious Visions has made a lot of video games. They're mainly a port house, so they have made a lot of ports, but they have also done some very unique things, like the Guitar Hero on DS, and they also did the most recent Mario Kart home circuit thing. So they are very, very talented people, Vicarious Visions were. So this is a new studio from those founders, so depending on whether or not we like it, we can say whether or not they're going forward, it'll be good. But there you go. Regularly priced at $19.99. Little caveat on that. So originally this game was supposed to be free for 10 days, for the first 10 days. Everyone could jump in. But they had such a response that they decided to... It is now free to play up to level 25. Once you get 25, you do got to throw down the bones for it. But so it's a little bit different than just a flat $19.99. So available on PC, Xbox One, PlayStation 4. Obviously, those are playable on Xbox Series X and S and PS5. But there is no native PlayStation 5 or Xbox Series X and S version. There is cross-play and cross-progression. So you can pick it up on any platform and play to your heart's content. The one thing, I guess, so this is, if you have Game Pass Ultimate, you get this game. You get the full version. So I wonder, with the cross-progression, like, could I pick up the Switch version? I'm assuming not, right?
I'm going to say no.
I'm like level 45.
No, it's tied to your EA account, so maybe.
Maybe. It'd be an interesting experiment, I wonder. So, there is DLC. There's a lot of cosmetic DLC in this one. So this is gonna go free to play, right? Like, this is not going to be $20 for very long, I feel like. But I digress. So, but all right, Knockout City. Let's talk about it.
Whose idea was this, by the way? I forget.
To play Knockout City was mine.
Yeah. So did you play this
No,
before?
I lied. No, that was both of ours.
Was it? Oh, okay. Yes. All right. I remember when this game first kind of was announced and they're showing it off, I just thought, like, this, it looked fun enough, but not fun enough for me to pick up at the time. I just didn't get that disco dodgeball, that I got a real EA Big vibe from this.
But I, in a good way or a bad way? Because, like, EA Big was a time in my life that, like, NFL Street and SSX Tricky and SSX 3 and NBA Street, like, that's a time in my life that I cherish fondly.
My thing with it being like EA Big or seeming like EA Big stuff is the fact that it didn't really end too well. And they kind of, I feel like they kind of wrote that art style and vibe for a while and just didn't click with me for a little bit. I think I fell out of love with EA Big. And I went into this thinking, really? With no expectations, just hoping I was hoping for a fun game that was easy to pick up, but a bit hard to master.
Yeah, EA Big, I sort of agree. It just seems like right around that Wii era, EA Big sort of, those style of games sort of turned into like Wii shovelware games. Because like, I think of like that SSX game on the Wii, it's just like, it seemed like they were, that they didn't understand that EA Big appealed to not only casual gamers, but all gamers. Like you said, they're easy to pick up, but very hard to master. Like, how many people have played SSX Tricky? Like, people that have never played an Xbox 360, they have played SSX Tricky. Like, everyone's picked up the controller at one point and played that game. It seems like they lost it. So yeah, like, similar to you, like, I feel like that was their strong suit, and that's, but what I will say is that I think EA just had no idea how to advertise this game, because all the trailers for it, all the advertisements, everything about it just seemed like a very poorly made video game. Like, they did not highlight, highlight the strengths of this at all. And I get it. Like, sometimes it's hard, but It didn't make me want to play it. And honestly, if it wasn't for this show, like, I had heard a little bit of rumbling saying, like, you know, it's actually pretty good, you should give it a shot. And it's like, yeah, but it seems like there's at least one person that's advocating for every game these days. You know, it's like, no, it's actually really good. And I just didn't buy it, kind of thing. So, but yeah, so I'm with you in that I went into this with very little expectations. So yeah.
No, so that said, by the introduction of that game, by the end of the tutorial, I was kind of digging it. So Knockout City is a team based, usually 3v3, right? I think they have a higher player count mode.
Correct.
And it's a dodgeball game, and I think what instantly clicked with me about it was how they focus on the fun of it. Just the idea of a dodgeball game is nice to have in a landscape of where multiplayer right now is shoot 'em up, bang bang, and like blood and guts and Twitch shooters and all this stuff. And it's like, it's really nice to have a game where it just focuses on the good old days where you're in the gym room, just throwing that That rubber ball around. It's just and it just really works well.
It's to me the things that stick out about it are that it's clearly the team behind this knows how to make a good game, but they also know how to take a concept like dodgeball and turn it on its head in a way that everyone can understand and still have fun with it. Because this is 100% a skill-based video game. Like, it's about dodgeball, but when you get to high-level play, like, it's nerve-wracking in a good way. It's extremely frantic, and it almost kind of reminds me of, like, a Quake or a Unreal Tournament in a different way. Like, it just, you know, when you get those games of first-person shooters that are just so frantic because everyone's really good at it and the skill ceiling is, it's basically, at that point, it is truly skill versus skill. Whoever flinches first loses. And so when you combine all that together, it's nuts. So I guess to give a little context to the game, so, like, it's got different types of throws that you can do. Like, you can lob the ball, you can throw it hard, you can throw it soft, you can curve it, you can do, like, spins, and you can even, like, feign a throw or fake a throw. And it's all about timing, because you can catch any throw that comes at you. Even they've got I won't call them special balls because that sounds very strange, but special shots where they've got, like, the sniper ball or the multi-ball or the bomb ball, and those all have their own kind of unique attributes. Obviously, the bomb ball explodes, but as soon as you pick it up, the timer starts, and then the multi-ball gives you three shots in a row, so it becomes like a game of trying to just make sure that you dodge all three. Or on the offensive side, you know, you can target multiple people. Sniper ball is probably my favorite, and it's got a charge shot in it, and it goes extremely fast, but it's got a really tight window of when you can actually perform that, because if you throw it outside of that window, it goes crazy slow. But even that one, when it's really fast, you still have the opportunity on defense to catch it. So that's where the skill comes in. It's that no matter what, the mechanics of the game do not change, even when the rules, or I shouldn't say the rules, even when things are changed in terms of strategies for different types of balls. So, like, there's actually a ton of skill and many layers there that I really didn't expect. And those are the kind of games that actually really click with me are stuff that on the surface, they look very basic, you know, like a Devil May Cry or a Bayonetta, but to get good at those games, you really have to master them. And so I did not expect that walking into this. And I have to say, like, this is some of the most fun. I think playing together, like, it reminded me a lot of Disc Jam. Like,
oh, absolutely.
That game with a friend is just, it's so much fun.
I completely agree. The fact that there's only a handful of actual mechanics in this game make it so that anyone can pick up and play it. And then also anyone who's looking for a deeper skilled game can master it as well. I honestly, when you get to the higher tiers, I honestly got the same feeling I got, like, playing, like trying to get diamond rank in Overwatch. Like, it's just kind of like, it's so just frantic and twitching and palm sweaty. And one of the more underrated parts of the game, I think, is the team-based aspect of it. I mean, this is not a game you can just go in 1v3 and expect magic to happen. Like, magic might happen sometimes if you're lucky, but, like, for the most part, if it's a 2-on-1 situation, you're probably getting rolled, and especially if they know what they're doing. Like, because even if you run out of balls or special shots, teammates can roll up into a ball yourselves and throw the teammates around for special attacks, and it just creates a constant pressure. The game just doesn't have lulls. It doesn't have parts where you're like, well, what do I do now? Where's the enemy? It's like, no, it's like, it's go time every time.
Yeah, and that's part of the franticness of that, and that's because of those mechanics of there's, you always got to kind of be playing offense and defense at the same time. You got to sort of analyze what's going on, because, like you said, at any time, as long as there is two people, you can be a threat. because the fact that one person can sort of roll into a ball, and sort of the most powerful attack in the game is the super shot, which is when you basically do a full charge shot with a teammate. And it's not hard to dodge, but if you're not paying attention, you'll get hit by it every time. So when you kind of combine that with also the other aspects, like you don't have to do a super shot. And if you hit someone with a person versus a regular ball, it's an instant kill. But then there's the aspect that if the other person catches it, you are now at the mercy of them, basically. You're at the mercy of them. Like, they can just throw you straight off the freaking level. Like, just chuck you straight out. And that's the stuff that it's just, when you get two teams that know what they're doing and are into it, it is just, it is pure chaos in a way that I can't think of a game where I've experienced that in quite a long time. I just did not expect it to come from this game.
Oh, absolutely. I like this is one of those moments where there's not enough good I can say about it. And there's not, I mean, when it comes to negatives, like, honestly, like, the game's butter. Like they took the time to, this is one of those games where they put six or seven things on the board. It's like, this is what we want to do. Just these few things, these few mechanics. And they went out and they did that and they nailed those mechanics. Like, there's very few things that don't work in this game. Anytime I lost a bout or my team lost or something went wrong, I can honestly say, like, that was me or my team. Like, it was always my fault when something went wrong. It was always my team's fault when something went wrong. I can't say, like, if only the game did this, then it would be better. Like, honestly, like, when you get into the nitty-gritty of this game, you're in a fight. It is a fight for your life with dodgeballs. And it's purely on your skill versus that other person's skill. And if you lose, you lose. If you win, you win. And it's... That's the type of game that I just really enjoy.
Yeah, and it goes back to if in Call of Duty, you know, no one likes being sniped over and over or being hit by someone they can't see because someone's camping or, you know, whatever. There's just not a lot of that in this game due to the nature of it, and so I just feel like I'm in control, like you said. Like, it's most of the time it's on me. Like, I think that they could do with a little bit of polish isn't the right word because the game is pretty polished, but the map layouts sometimes get in the way, and I think that they're not great. Like, I really don't like that the rooftop map, because I feel like it's not utilized in a way that makes sense, because what happens is most people just end up on one side, whereas the map, I don't know what they're called, but the one that's basically like a carousel, that's big and round, like that plays to the strengths of this game immensely well, because you can do the lobs and you can do the curve shots, and it sort of puts a dynamic on the game that fits better. So I think my only criticism is I think a lot of the maps are just okay, but the maps that are really good are really good, and I look forward to those maps. That's the same thing with like the construction site one with the big wrecking ball in the middle. Like,
that's a good one.
Most of the time I'm
a fan of the maps. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I will agree that none of them are great, memorable. Like, you don't. There's no shipment or coag. But I mean, for what the game does, I mean, I feel like I'm not disappointed by the maps either.
Yeah, disappointed is not the right word, but to me, I just, because there's nothing memorable, I feel like there's something missing there. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the fact that the maps are not kind of thrown into the dynamic, maybe that makes it better. So it's hard to say.
They tried the train station by adding of surprise.
Yeah, I like that map because stupid things happen in a good way. It's very Smash Brothers like for me, because it's on you every time. Like you said, like, they've telegraphed when the train's coming. But if you're not paying attention, you're going to get hit by the train. And sure enough, you will get hit by the train. There's no doubt about it. You're going to do something dumb and get hit by a train. But what's awesome is when you're in the middle of a fight and, you know, you're so focused on the volley that's going on that your opponent just backs into a train. And it's just, it's funny every single time. And, you know, I've got some videos saved. Like, this is the first time in a long time that I've done the Xbox record that, because just funny things have happened that I want to go back and check out.
It has that Battlefield vibe where you can't explain what happened, so you have to show someone what happened. Like it's just, it really is impressive to me that they made a game about dodgeball that's fun, but at the same time, dodgeball has always been fun. We need more games like this where you're building off just fun for everyone type of games, and it's not so, the skill level isn't so daunting. Even when you go into ranked or anything, it's not like you're worried about the other person playing 72 more hours than you, or having a game before you, or having this way better equipment. Like, no, you guys have the same balls and same abilities. You're on even playing field almost all the time. It's just a matter of who can throw better than the other person. I think that's a great aspect of the game.
Yeah, for sure. And that's, I think that's why it stuck out to me. So I guess my other criticism, I don't know if it can be labeled as criticism, but I do not like the way the game looks. I don't like it. Let me rephrase that. I hate the character design. I like the world design. I like the way that the dodgeballs look, but I cannot stand the character design. It looks like Xbox avatars to me. Like, they're very plain. They're just, it's just kind of boring to me. Like, they don't, like, because I've got a stylish haircut with blue hair, that's not style to me. That's like forced style. It's not distracting or anything. Like, I don't play it and like, man, I wish my character like looked like this. Like, it's not boring. I just don't like it. It is a personal thing. It reminds me of, like, even though I don't love Fortnite, to me it's like a bad Fortnite.
Oh yes, it's definitely trying to get that Fortnite crowd with the art style. The only issue I have the art style is it's not even the style of it. I like the way it looks, honestly. It's just a matter of why that aesthetic. It's a game about dodgeball, but the entire aesthetic is you're kind of greasers. So it's like you're the Fonz. And you're in these muscle cars, like these futuristic muscle cars flying in with the leather jackets and the slick back hairdos. I'm just like, I don't know what this has to do with dodgeball at all, but okay,
like,
I guess
the thing that came to mind, I feel like they watched Grease and made the women like Sandy and the men like, what's the
John Travolta? Yeah.
What's his name in there?
I don't know his real name. I don't know his official name.
It's gonna bug me. I want to know. It's gonna bug me. I'm just thinking we look tight. But like, that's what it's like, a cartoon version of that.
It is. It absolutely is. And I don't know why they chose that aesthetic for this game. I don't dislike it. It's just like, why? It reminds me almost of Frap. It was the I think what was it, Ninja Theory, who made like a free to play game?
You're thinking of Bleeding Edge.
Bleeding Edge, yes, it reminds me of Bleeding Edge, where it's like these styles come together and just arbitrarily so, and I don't know why.
His name is Danny, by the way. No one's wondering that at all. What was that?
No one's wondering that at all. By the way, like, they were just.
I was. It was.
Oh, okay.
I matter, okay?
get a flag.
But no, like, that is very much... Bleeding Edge is the same way. It's just, like, the art style is... It's overdone. Like, so it's so overdone that the style ends up feeling sort of forced, kind of thing. But again, that's a vibe. But I do not think this is nearly as egregious as Bleeding Edge. Like, Bleeding Edge seemed like it was trying so hard to, quote, be on the bleeding edge that I just did not care for it. I don't think it's that bad. I just, to me, it's such a cool game, and it's such a, like, I don't want to call it unique because it's almost not, but it is at the same time. Like, I can't think of any other game that, like, Disc Jam's the only game that comes to mind that sort of has this sort of play style, this basically just timing and don't suck at it and you're good.
You just don't suck.
Basically. So, but yeah, so it's, again, that's a minor criticism, but in terms of actual gameplay, I totally agree with you. It reminds me of something like The Messenger, and it's just like, this is what they set out to do and they did it. Now, if you don't like it, that's fine. But in terms of actually criticizing it for like design, I cannot find anything that I really like. Like, this is designed poorly, or this is not realized in a way that they intended. Maybe if you wanted to nitpick, I think maybe like the bomb ball and the moon ball are a little weak
You don't like the bomb ball at all, if I remember.
No, it's the moon ball. I hate the moon ball.
Oh yeah, okay, great. Everyone hates the moon ball. Moon ball's trash.
Yeah. So like, I guess it. Like I said, if you wanted to nitpick, like, maybe that's a design that it probably does what they intended, but I just don't think it's fun. But that's such a small thing that I don't know. Like, I don't even know if that's a valid criticism. So I feel like I'm looking for something wrong because I feel like I should be for some odd reason. But no, like,
everything they do in a game is good at the very least. In my opinion, I think literally everything they set out to do is at least good, and to the point where, if they were to continue making things along this vein, I wouldn't even want another Knockout City. I would want something else in this vein. Like, give me a kickball game. Give me a wiffle ball game. Give me a go down, like, explore this side of fun and gaming again, where it's like, it's not so dire. It's not so serious. Like,
just
it's
have some fun.
And that's all I got out of this game, to be honest with you. It's just this pure jump in, jump out fun.
Yeah, I agree. So it's a cool little game. It's weird that it's coming from EA, because I hope it finds legs. The fact that it's got cross progression and cross play, I think, could be a defining factor for this game. And the fact that it's on basically everything. I almost hit level 50. So we played this quite a bit, and I mean, just due to the nature of how we're doing this show and stuff, I have not gone back to it, but it's still installed, and I've thought about firing it up a couple times, but like I said, unfortunately, time is just not a friend right now. So, and we want to play other things and other co-op things, but I think this is one that I definitely want to jump in a couple weeks, or, you know, in a couple months, and just see what's going on with it. You know, I look forward to randomly seeing on VG247 or IGN or something, like, hey, Knockout City's got some new stuff going on, and I want to see that news story so that way I can check it out. Like, you know, I do need to hop back into that, you know. So
it definitely needs more press. I think EA should do, or even Microsoft should do, a bigger press push for this one. It's just really a game I think anyone can find enjoyment out of. Like, even if you're bad at this game, you're going to have fun being bad at it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So there you go. When it comes to Knockout City, I think it's fair to say we are both on board. You should definitely, definitely check this one out on whatever system you've got, because it's on everything. So, all right, in terms of the future, let's talk a little bit of gamage. I finally hopped into Steep, so I'm going to make Basher play it, because I actually have a lot that I want to say about that game. We're going to be playing a little bit of Evil Within 2, because I don't think we get enough horror on this show. I do like horror, and actually have a lot to say about Evil Within 2 as well. So, no spoilers, but I do have a lot to say about that game, so... and I believe, wasn't there something that you wanted to play?
I have a lot to say about Dungeons and Dragons.
That's right. Okay, so I have not played that yet. I have heard I've heard about it. I've heard a lot about it. Most of it is not good, So I'm curious how we'll get into that. But we're going to be hopping into that. That's what I want to say. So I'm also, the Bash doesn't know this, that Sea of Thieves, A Pirate's Life is out. We are going to play that.
I do know that.
We are playing that. So also what I know about that game is that apparently like the Pirate's Life aspect of it is built like the Tall Tales, which are by far the best part of the game in my opinion. But also they're instance-based. So you can do them and it's almost like a story mode. So you don't get a lot of griefing and stuff like that, which I know kind of goes against the core of the game, but I think that's really cool because I want to experience that without some of the randomness that can happen. As I really enjoy Sea of Thieves for the randomness, but I think it's cool that there's this new mode. So there's a lot to play. Luckily, we got a holiday weekend and stuff coming up, so I'm going to be jumping into a lot of games. So is there anything coming out? Anything that, because they did just announce some games, but personally, I didn't really see anything on there that kind of jumped out at me, though.
I will say, make the announcement here that I have purchased my Xbox Series X, so we'll be playing more console games now again. Because we were avoiding them for a while just because I have an original X-Bone, and it's an original X-Bone. It's not in a real console anymore, so
that's finally a rough upgraded console. That. It's a rough console.
So we'll no, place you're, more you're, of those.
I mean, you have a PC, so like that jump isn't going to be there. But no, the Series X, right. Man, that's a good console. Like Sea of Thieves looks awesome on that thing, and you know you've got an HDR TV. That's right. You didn't have HDR, did you, on the Xbox One?
No, that's the other. That's the other reason. Yeah. It's like, what's the point? Like, but now I got the Xbox Series X, HDR TV. Gonna boot that bad boy up and see the whole difference of this that they might be talking about.
There you go. Honestly, HDR to me, like as an OLED owner, that's probably part of it. But HDR makes a difference for me for stuff like Sea of Thieves, man. Like, it's really cool. It's really really cool. So. So there you go. You got a Series X coming. That's exciting. And we cannot forget about this. You know, we were on a mission. We started it, but then Microsoft decided to delay Halo Infinite. We've got to finish those games. we've halfway
finished
done.
The fight so already. Like
we got to finish it again. So we've got Halo 3 ODST. We've got Halo 4 and Halo 5. So we got to get through those before November. So we've got time. So we got plenty of stuff to play. I say this as a negative as well as a positive. Like that recent drop, you know, they did do Dark Alliance day one. They just added Yakuza Like a Dragon. But that latest release of Game Pass stuff was kind of light. They did do Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Remastered. I probably will check that out. I don't know if we'll do an episode on it, but for once there was.
I was going to say we should play that.
Say that again.
I was going to say we should play that. I remember the first one being very very fun. But I don't know how the updated one looks like.
Some people swear that Need for Speed Hot Pursuit is the best one. And
this
it is
the best.
This is the Criterion one. This is right. So that like it is not a remake of the original Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. They did one. I think it was the last one that was only on Xbox 360 and PS3. I am a firm believer that Most Wanted is the best Need for Speed game.
Ooh, that's another good one.
Yeah, I absolutely. And it's a shame that the best way to play that it is on the 360. It's not backwards compatible, and unfortunately, that disc is extremely expensive, which is a bummer. But I absolutely love that game. I really wish they would remaster that game. So I would probably pay full price for that game if they actually did the work on it. Like, no questions asked. So there you go. So there's plenty to play. We're going to be doing all of it. So, all right. We will see you next time. Probably with either Steep or Dark Alliance. So hopefully one of those games, but it might be something else. But all right, that's going to do this episode. You can shoot us an email, gpopfans@gmail.com. You can shoot us a voicemail or a text message, 574-651-9256. As always, please log on to your favorite podcast service of choice. Give us a rating. They really do help us out. So that's going to do for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with a game.
Good day, sirs.
And we are out.